Morning, everybody. Yesterday we learned Parshas Noach, where the subject of rain is a rather important feature of the Sedra. The rains that came down, as described in the Sedra yesterday, were a destructive force. A little less than 2 weeks ago on Shmini Atzeres, we began to make mention of rain in our daily Shmon Esrei. It was kicked off by the recitation of Tfilas Geshem. And now we make mention of the Mashi Ruch Morda Geshem. Some people say Mashi Ruch Morda Goshem. That's not our topic for today, what the correct pronunciation is. That's a discussion in its own right, maybe another time. But I'd like to look at an aspect of that askar, that mentioning of Mashi Ruch Geshem, the Shmon Esrei, and discuss specifically a question of what happens if a person is misupik, if he's in doubt, and how a person can perhaps set up the situation such that if he's in doubt, he's still covered, he's still okay. But let's begin with the pasuk in yesterday's Sedra in Parshas Noach, Bereishis Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis. Vayihi Hageshem al Haaretz Arba'im Yom Va'arba'im Laila, right? We know that the rains in the days of Noach came down 40 days and 40 nights. The Rashi comments on that pasuk in source 2, again, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis. Vayihi Hageshem al Haaretz V'Lahalo Homer, a few psukim later, it says, Vayihi Hamabul. Later on, it describes it as a mabul, and that's how we usually describe it. So the first pasuk describes Vayihi Hageshem al Haaretz, and then later it's called a mabul. So which is it? So Rashi comments, Ela Kisha Horidon, Horidon Berachamim. Originally, the rain came down softly, it came down mercifully. Rain is necessary for the world. Rain is not automatically a destructive force. Rain can be, and not only can be, but it is necessary for the world. So originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rains come slowly or with greater rachamim, hoping Shem Yachzu Yud Gishmei Brocha, that people will still do tshuva at the last minute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping maybe the people, and they saw that Noah had been building the ark for 120 years, according to Chazal, and people were talking about it, and he was hoping, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping, by having Noah prolong 120 years, it's a long time, you know, to be building the ark. People in Chicago think 108 years is a long time, 120 is even a longer time. And he was building the Teva for all these years, and still, nobody did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoped till the last minute. So when the rains originally came down, it was Gishmei Bracha, but Ukishalo Chazu Hayom Mabul. But then it became a Mabul. That accounts for the two different descriptions of the pasuk. So I just printed a couple of psukim, famous psukim, where we see that rain is generally a bracha. It's something that we want in Parshas Bechu Kosai. Vayikra Perek Chav Vav, the parsha begins, Pasuk Gimel, In Bechu Kosai Teilechu Ves Mitzvosai Tishmar Vasisem Osam. If you will listen to all the mitzvahs and all the chukim and so on. So the first reward mentioned in Pasuk Dal, Rosati Gishmechem Beitam. You'll have rain in the proper season. That's the first bracha the Torah gives. A person, if the Jewish people observe the mitzvahs, then they'll be blessed with rain in the proper season. And then, of course, that will enable the produce of the land to produce what it's supposed to produce, and so on and so forth. That's the first reward that the Torah mentions for observing the mitzvahs. More famously, perhaps, the Psukim Parshas Ekev, more famous because it's part of the second parsha of Kriya Shema. There it says also, in the Devarim Perek Yud Alef, Pasuk Yud Gimel, right, if we'll observe all the mitzvahs and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu all our heart, etc. Again, the first reward, Pasuk Yudalav, Nosati Mitar Artzechem Bito. Mutar is another word for Geshem, right? The rains will come in the proper season. So both times here in the Torah, the very first reward that's specified, the schar for the benefits from observing the mitzvahs has to do with rain, and it'll come down in the right season, you'll have the right produce, and so on. And Rashi comments over there in Parshas Ekev, and Asati Mitar Tzechem, in source 5, Dvarim Perek Yudalav, Pasuk Yudalav, and Asati Mitar Tzechem, Asisem Mashalechem, Ani Asem Mashalai. You're supposed to do, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. So clearly rain is something which is necessary, and which is, although it has a destructive possibility, even to this day. We know about the devastations caused by hurricanes, even very recent times, and people are still in certain areas, including parts of New York City, I think, are still smarting from the storm several years ago, right? So rain can be destructive, but if it comes down the right way, rain is necessary. So our practice is to make mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power to produce rain in our Shmona Esrei on a daily basis at a certain time of year. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos in the sixth source, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mazkirin Gevuros Geshamim Mitchias HaMesim. We mentioned what's called Gevuros Geshamim, the phrase which indicates God's might or God's power to produce rain. Where? In the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. That's the second bracha of the Shmona Esrei that begins Ator Gibor Olam Hashem Mechaye Mesim Ator and ends Baruch Ator Hashem Mechaye HaMesim. That's the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. So in that bracha we insert, says the Mishnah, Gevuros Geshamim. And Rashi in 7 fills in Mazkirin Gevuros Geshamim. Again, this is brachas Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Mashiv Ruach. She'ein loshon bakosha el loshon haskar b'shevach. Rashi makes an important point. We're not asking for rain. When we say mashu rochem or nagashem, whatever your minig is, we're not asking for rain. Rashi tells us, it's an important point. It's not a bakosha, but it's a loshon haskara b'shevach. That's why the Mishnah's language is mazkirin givurus gesham. We make mention of it. Right, we're not asking for rain at that point. We're just acknowledging or declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the capacity to produce rain. Now the Mishnah goes on. When we request rain, when we ask for rain, that's in the Birchas Hashanah, the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. That's when we ask for rain. That, as Rashi says in 7, the same Talamotar. That when we say the same Talamotar, when does that begin? So that hasn't begun yet. In Eretz Yisrael, it begins on the 7th of Cheshvan, that's this week. In Chutz Haaretz, that's another discussion, why we wait until December the 4th, whatever, that's our practice, a month from now, okay, but whenever it is, that's the same Talamotar, that's a request, that's a bakosher, that's put in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. We, the Ashkenazim, say the same Talamotar, the Sfadim have a whole different text, a longer text, and so on. Anyway, and the Mishnah goes, Havdalah b'chonon hadas, and on Motzei Shabbos, we insert Havdalah into the bracha of Chonon Hadas, after Chonon Tana, we said last night, right? Now the Mishnah says, that's actually a machlok, it's a Rekiva Omer, Omer Bachar Rivas Vifnei Atzmo. Rekiva holds that the bracha of Havdalah is put in the Shmoneh Esrei as a separate bracha, not inserted into Atah Chonin. And Rabbi Elazar Omer Behodah is put in the bracha of Modim. But anyway, our practice is like the first opinion, Havdalah B'Chonon Hadas. Fine. So the Mishnah and Brachas is telling us that we are to recite in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim a mentioning of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's power to produce rain, Gvuras Geshomim, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Doesn't say in this Mishnah exactly when we insert. In other words, what time of year to insert? That the Mishnah here doesn't say. That's a later Mishnah in Maseches Tainis, in source number 8, Tainis Dav Bezon Al, first Mishnah in Tainis, the very beginning of the Masech, that says, Re'em Asai Mazkirin Gvuras Geshomim. At what point do we begin to recite what's called Gvuras Geshomim? Again, the same idea, Gvuras Geshomim, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu's might to produce rain. So that actually is a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Miyom Tavrishon Shalchad. Rabbi Elazar says, starting the first day of Sukkot, when it says Chag by itself, it's a reference to Sukkot. Even though Pesach is also a Chag, Shavuos is also a Chag, when the Mishnah says Chag by itself, it's talking about Yom Tov Sukkot. So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, starting on the first day of Sukkot. Okay? And Rabbi Shua Omer, no, Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Rabbi Shua says, no, we don't start saying this Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem until the end of the last day of Yom Tov. We call it Shmini Atzeret. Right, the last day. So Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah. What's the Amar Lord Yeshua? So Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar, "Hol ve'ein hakshamim el simon klala b'chag." According to you, you begin saying Mashvar Geshem and the first day of Sukkot. On Sukkot, the last thing anybody wants is rain, right? It's a simon klala. We don't want rain on Sukkot, right? We always, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody else. I know I'm always on Sukkot now that you can get the weather, you know, on your phone. You know, what's going to be tonight? I was looking, it's going to rain, it's not going to rain, and you know, and there's always a problem when it's going to rain a little bit, but that'll be enough to not eat in the Sukkot where we're setting up. But Baruch Hashem, this year, we did pretty well, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, we're nervous about rain, so who in the world wants this? Says it, Yeshua. Who in the world wants to talk about rain on Sukkot? It's almost like an iron horror, you know, he doesn't say it about, I'm not going to mention rain on Sukkot. So why do we, Lama Hu Mazkir? So Belezer answered, Amalar Belezer, Afanilo Amarti Lishol. I never said anything about asking for rain on Sukkot. This goes back to the point that Rashi made in Brachas. The phrase Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem is not a request. We're not asking for rain on Sukkot. I agree with you, says Elazar. You shouldn't ask for rain on Sukkot. You don't want it to rain. But I didn't say anything about asking. Okay. All I said was Elala Hazkir Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem. Oh no, so to mention it, but that doesn't mean we're asking for it. Shamalo says, so Rabbi Yeshua says back, Im Kain La'olam Yehei Maskir, say it all year long. Why stop? Why wait till the first day? You can say it in the summer, you can say it Pesach time, you can say it anytime you want. If you're not asking, say it anytime. And that's how the Mishnah ends. Let's look quickly at Rashi. And that Mishnah in Tainus Bezim, with Aleph, Eim Asam Askin, Gvur Skashamim, Shomer Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem, fine. And the Gemara explains why it's called Gura, because it shows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is might, fine. Simen Klala Bechag Hein, on Sukkis, Sukkot, rain is a simon klali. Refers to a gemara in Sukkot, which I always thought was such an apt description of how we feel when it rains on Sukkot. Right? We spend time building the Sukkot, and decorating the Sukkot, and then it rains. So the gemara in Sukkot that Rashi here quotes says it's like an eved who comes and he pours a cup for his master, and he's very excited about presenting his cup with his delicious drink, and he gives him the master, throws it in his face. That's how you feel when it rains on Sukkot. You spend the days before Sukkot building and hacking and chopping and banging and all the things that they have the Sukkot ready and they're decorated with the kids and now it's rain. It's very depressing. So it's a siman kol. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Why in the world you want to mention Sukkot's rain on Sukkot? So as the answer, Lo Amarti Lishol, says Rashi, Shispalo Alek Shom B'chag Kegon B'Sein Talamot. I never said about asking for rain on Sukkot like the Saint Talamot. I didn't say that. El Lahazkir. Shemaskil lahazkir bechag gvuro shemokom shmorad geshama on Yantiv, on Sukkot we begin to mention the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to provide the rain in this season. So then Rabbi Leza said, Yeshua said back to him, so why do you stop? Why do you ever stop? Say it all year long. You're not asking anyway, it's just describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might. In Cain says Rashi, am I posting to Pesach lahazkir? Why do you stop on Pesach? So that's the sugya. The Mishnah never mentions what the answer was to that question. So Tosus fills in the blanks on Daf Beis Hamad Aleph, source 10, Im Kain. Tosus says, Ima ta'omer maskirin afopi shein sholin holo mashmer bonosa afpekai tzeskiru. Right, so first he clarifies the question. You could say mashmer mokar geshem all the time, even in the summer. You're not asking anyway. So ma ta'nosin simon miyom tov rishon, why do you wait till the first day of Sukkot? If you're answering me, says of Yeshua Tabeleza, that you're not asking for rain anyway, so it's okay to do it on Sukkot. You can do it on Rosh Hashanah, you can do it Shavuos, you can do it the whole year. Right? Well, why should you ever stop? So so he answers, miu arhashta l'roma le'achova. He answers, no, there's a difference. Okay, on Sukkot, there's an important point, really almost a shir in its own right, but I want to mention now briefly, what Tosus says, what is the purpose of this Haskara? What's the purpose of mentioning Mashiach Baruch Hageshem? Says Tosus, it now becomes a chiyuv on Yom Tov Rishon chova leratzos lifnei she'elo. There's a concept of ritzui. Now ritzui is a difficult word to translate. Sometimes it's appeasing or showing favor or something. I'm not sure a great English. I don't have a great English translation. You know, it's a difficult word to translate exactly. But to be meratzeh is to do something that shows favor. Right, that shows kindness or something that's wanted. It's a term we find by karbonis, right? The pasuk in Vayikra, the very beginning of Vayikra, v'nir tzalo lechaper olo, v'nir tzalo, right? Ritzi is with karbonis, has with tefillas, ritzei Hashem alakeinu mamcha Yisrael v'silosam, etc. So says Tosus, it's true we're not asking for rain, but since this is the beginning of we're approaching the beginning of the rainy season, so when we get to let's say in Eretz Yisrael on the 7th of Cheshvan, 2 weeks later, you're going to say with Saint Talumotor. Which is a request. So before you make a request of somebody, you first talk to the person nicely, you establish a relationship, right? You don't just walk up to somebody, all right, here's what I need. Right? That's not mentioned. You first say, listen, I understand you can be helpful in this area, etc. You talk, you butter the person up, and I don't mean in a negative way. You speak nicely, that's ritzui. So says the Tosis, that was a Belezer. You're right. I don't, Belezer says, I didn't say you asked for rain. I said, we're only mentioning it. But so Rishua said back to him, why are you mentioning it now? Mention it all year long. No, because this is the season. We're approaching the season. So within a few weeks, let's remember, in Eretz Yisrael, it was the 7th of Cheshvan. So just within a couple of weeks of beginning the process of saying the same Talamot, the request, we first engage in Ritzui. And that, he says, begins the beginning of Sukkot. And says Tosef, Shua answers, Afal Pichain, even though it's only Ritzui, I'm still too nervous to bring up rain on Sukkot. So we're going to wait till the end. Okay, that's the Tosef. But the Ritva comments there in Maseches Tanis on the Gimel Alap, Rasul Tano, okay, he says truthfully, based on the Gemara, that it wouldn't be necessarily terrible, according to that view, to say it all year long, okay. But all right, but in Vol Haskar, Philip Zan Shain Regilabok, you're going, Tal Bimosak Shom, Ruchos Bimosak Hamamaskar. Certain things you can say, and really it's touching on a different area. You know, the key phrase here is the Morid Hageshem part. The Mashiva Ruach is indeed relevant all year long. Mashiach Ruach is relevant all year long. Okay, and Tal can be relevant all year long also. So that's how the Ritva says, you know, certain things it's okay to say, they just didn't obligate you until this season and so on. All right. Anyway, we say, so we've established now that so we pass again like a Yeshua, we begin on the Yom Tov Achron Shochag, we begin with the whole ceremony, Tfilas Geshem, and the Chazan wears a kippel, I mean, you make a whole special nusach, you know, similar to the tunes of Hashem Kippur, and so I make a big production about it, and we begin saying Mashmon HaGeshem on Yom Tov Achron Shochag. Good. What if a person forgot? What if a person forgot to say Mashmon HaGeshem? So here we have another Gemara in Brachas, source number 12, Chav Tesem and Alvin Brachas, Gufa. Omer of Itanchum, Omer of Asi, Ta velo hizkir gvurus geshamim b'tchias hameisin marzirin oso. says the first opinion, if you did not, if you omitted, in other words, Mashiach or Geshem, you just simply didn't say it during the season when you're supposed to say it, starting Shmini Atzeres until Pesach, you didn't say it, Machzir and Oso. You have to repeat, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, this is considered to be an essential part of the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore if you omit it, you have to go back. That's what it says, Machzir and Oso. She'ela b'birchas Hashonim, but if you forget to say the same Talamot in Birchas Hashonim, once you start saying the same Talamot, either on the 7th of Cheshvan or on December 4th, ain machzir no so, mipnei sheyachol omer b'shomei ha'tfilah. Okay, if you forgot it in Birchas Hashonim, you still have another window of opportunity to chop it and put it and insert it into the bracha of Shomei ha'tfilah, which is kind of like a catch-all bracha. You can insert different things in Shomei ha'tfilah. So this is one of the things. In other words, if you get Mashor HaGeshem, you can't, nothing to do, you got to start this one essay over again. Saying Talamot, you can stick it into Shomei ha'tfilah. Havdalah b'chonadas, ein machzir no something that sheyachol omer l'kos. Havdalah, if you forgot atachonatanu, you can catch, you don't have to repeat the Shomei ha'tfilah either because you're going to say it a la coast, and the wine, and so on and so on. Okay. Meisvei continues the Gemara. Tov elohiski gushom shilcham meisim machzir no so, she'elo b'birchas Hashanah machzir no so. But there's another brisa that says both by Mashi Ruch Hora Geshem and by the same Talamot, if you get it, machzir no so. But Havdalah not, that they agree. But it's a stira, because the second brisa says that the same Talamot also you have to repeat this one essay. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, ha b'yachid ha b'tzibur. Okay? The difference whether you're talking about the person is davening by himself or he's davening with the tzibur. Rashi says in 13, b'tzibur means yochid u'mispal, amispal li b'tzibur. He's davening with, doesn't mean the whole tzibur, it means a person davening in the tzibur. B'tzibur my time alone, mishum d'shama mishlech tzibur. Okay? He says, what's the difference if you're b'tzibur? Because b'tzibur, if you forgot to say the same talamot, you can hear the chazan say it and pay attention to the chazor sashat, and we'll yotzei through the chazan. So then the Gemara says, yochi, why did the earlier source say that the same Talamot, if you forgot, you can make it up in Shomei HaTfilah? That's not the reason. It's not because you can make it up in Shomei HaTfilah. It's because you can hear it from the Chazan. So Gemara says, Ela idim idim yochid. Lo kasha, ha di idka kodim Shomei HaTfilah, ha di idka basar Shomei HaTfilah. Depends whether you remember. When did you remember that you didn't say it? If you remember that you didn't say the same Talamot before Shomei HaTfilah, good. You can chop a vine in Shomei HaTfilah. But you didn't remember until you got the modem. You already passed Shomei HaTfilah. Then you have to go back. Fine. But what comes out for our purposes is certainly Gvuras Geshamim, and that's what Rashi points out in Source 13. There is not this option of sticking it into Shomei HaTfilah, even if you remember beforehand. It was that chilek that the Gemara concluded about sticking it in Shomei HaTfilah, that's by the same Talamotar, right? If you remember it before Shomei HaTfilah, stick it in Shomei HaTfilah. If you didn't, then you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But the Gemara did not offer the same option by Gvuras Geshamim. Why not? So Rashi says in Source 13, again, this is Brachas Chof Kesem and Aleph. He says, "Begvuras Geshamim, Haskara be'almahi lefichach machzir no so she'ena tefila sheyachol la'omra b'shomei tefila." Rashi says it fits in exactly what we said before. The phrase "Mashi v'ruach mar Geshem" is not a request. It's not a bakasha. It's not a tefila. So therefore, you can't stick it into Shomei tefila. Shomei tefila is a catch-all bracha for requests. And people can put in, I encourage people all the time to put in personal requests in Shomei tefila. Many Siddurim print on the bottom, they have various different requests, for Parnos and for Slicha, different things, and that's with a formal text, but even without a formal text, you can put your, you know, if you have a tefillah you wish to include, it's important enough to you to include in the bracha, you include it. I do, I always say, my children should be healthy, whatever it is that we're thinking about, so you can put that in Shomei HaTfilah, but that's a request, that's a bakosha. Since Mashiach Ruach Mar Geshem is not a bakosh, it's an azkar, then you can't just, it's a praise, you can't just stuff that in somewhere. It's not relevant, it doesn't connect. So that's an important distinction between Mashiach Ruach Mar Geshem and the same Talamot Levoch. In any case, if you forget Mashiach Ruach Mar Geshem, according to what we just read, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It's considered an essential part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Tosas there in Brachas on Chav Tes Amud Beis, Dira Masih Hod Idkar in Source 14, Tosas says, points out that Yerushalmi disagrees. Tosa says, "Miu b'Yerushalmi pali gagamor didan b'gvuras geshamim dehachik sani lo hizkir gvuras geshamim machzir no so v'lo kamer lo omer shomei tefila." Our Gemara says that if you forget Mashiach Ruach, you have to go back and you cannot insert in shomei tefila. B'Yerushalmi kamer im lo shal b'rechas hashanim omer shomei tefila o dekavasa im lo hizkir gvuras geshamim tchias hameisim mazkir b'shomei tefila. The Tosa simply points out that Yerushalmi disagrees. Yerushalmi says the same option chop the same talamotar in Shomei HaTfilah, in case you forgot it in the proper place in Birchas HaShonim, the same option exists with regards to Mashiach Ruach HaNegeshim as well, not like the Bavli, and the Rishami has a logic. Umayim Sheila Shem Medocha, Omer B'Shomei HaTfilah, Haskara Shemar Mirevach, L'Kol Shekein. The same talamotar, you're begging, right? It's a request. You're in an emergency situation, not an emergency, but you're in a pressing situation. We need the rain. It's the rainy season, right? Starting the 7th of Cheshvan, we need the rain. And again, today we know that even today, with all our technology and everything else, rain, like I said before, can be destructive with hurricanes, but rain is necessary. I mean, you know, we hear from time to time, in California and other places, there are droughts, even today, with all the technology, right now. Yeah. So, and even around here sometimes, I remember, not so infrequently, you're not allowed to water the lawn. Is it right now like that? Oh, it's right now. I didn't even know. Here. I didn't even know. So you're not allowed to water the lawn. I don't water the lawn anyway enough. So, but anyway, there are restrictions. So we know that rain is even with all the modern advances, is still, we're not so sensitive to it. We're not living in an agricultural society, most of us, but still, rain is very significant. So anyway, so he says, if you can put the request, midochak, pressing need, into Shomei HaTfilah, then certainly when you're comfortable, it's not really the rainy season, you can do that. Anyway, so Tosa says, but our Bavli doesn't accept this kol shekein. Anyway, so to Machlokas, the Bavli and the Shalmi, and the Shalmi says, you can stick it in Shomei HaTfilah. The Sugin Tainis, in source 15, Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Chanina Hilcha, Bimos Hachama, Amar Mashiv Haruach, Ein Machzir Noso. Omar Morid Agesha Machzirno. So we began this year by noting from Parshas Noah that rain can have an adverse effect too. And rain in the wrong season is not good. Now again, we living here, especially in the New York area, there's not really one particular rainy season more. I mean, there's sometimes need rain more. But again, those people who are farmers and are very, very concerned that not only the rain should fall when you need it, but also the rain should not fall when you don't want it. Because sometimes excessive rain ruins the crops. If it's raining in the wrong time, so it can end up ruining the harvest. So people who are, you know, who are into this kind of, so farmers and people who are working the land and so on, know these schedules. In Eretz Yisrael, those of you know, I mean, it almost never rains from Pesach to Sukkot. I mean, if you go for the summer to Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to bring, a raincoat. Well, we know that. So again, the seasons are different. But so just as important as having rain in the right, that's why the bracha that in Parshas B'Chukosai, it says, I mentioned back, what source was it again? Source 3, it says, V'nasati gishmechem be'itom, or in Kriyashma, V'nasati mitar tzechem be'itov. You want the rain to come, not only to come, but to come at the right time. So therefore, the Gemara says in Tainus Gimel Beis 15, Amar Chanina Hilchach Mosachama Mashur Ein Machzir Noso, but Amar Morid Ageshem Machzir Noso. Vimos Hagshom in the winter, Lo Amar Mashuruch Ein Machzir Noso, Lo Amar Morid Ageshem Machzir Noso. If you didn't, this again, the Bavli, not like the Rishonim, if you didn't say Mashuruch Ageshem, again the emphasis on Morid Ageshem, then Machzir Noso. Okay, because the idea of the winds, without going into details now, the Mepharshim there say the winds are always necessary and they're always there. They don't stop. If the winds would stop, the air would stop moving around, so the world would not be able to survive because of the heat and the humidity and so on. So there's always air. Never really stops. That's what Rashi fills in Divrei Maaseh Morid HaGeshem, again, Gimel Beis and Tainus. The Geshem stopped. You need to start again. The wind never stops. So it's different. In any event, it's clear that you have to say Mashiach HaGeshem in the right season, and the Rambam passes that way in source 17 on the next page. Hilchos Tfila Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav. Kol Yemos Hakshamim Omer Bebrocha Shnia Morid Hageshem Yemos Hacham Morid Atal. Fine. During the rainy season, the winter season, you say in the second bracha, the Shmoneh Esrei Morid Hageshem Yemos Hacham Morid Atal. Me'emas Morid Hageshem Mitfila Samusofen Shel Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag Ad Tfila Shachar Shel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua that we begin on the Musaf of the last day of Sukkot, we call it Shmini Atzeres, until Shachar, through Shachar is the first day of Pesach. Musaf of Pesach, we say Tfilas Tal, right? We change. But in any event, then you start saying Morat Tal. Ashkenazim don't say Morat Tal, fine, but we stop saying Mashiach Morat Geshem. That's the Rambam Perek Beis. The Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchos Tfilah next verse, Halacha Ches, says the following, 18, Mishetah. V'imos Hagshom V'lo Omer Morat Geshem V'lo Morat Tal. V'imos Hagshom, he didn't say anything. Not Morid Hageshem, not Morid Atal. Choz de la Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Vim Hizki Atal Eino Choz. If you say Morid Atal, you don't have to go back. I'm sorry?
More Danish is
a Okay, thank you. So, if you said Morid Atal, if you didn't say Morid Hageshem, you said Morid Atal. let's say the Sfardim, who say Mor Natal, and many Ashkenazim, right? You saw other Minhagim. So if you say Mor Natal, and you said that in the rainy season, you're covered. Even though you didn't say Geshem, at least you said Mor Natal. Then Eino Chozer. But Vim Tov Bimos Hachama. But during the summer, the Amar Mor Geshem, then Chozer Rosh, because that's rain in the wrong season. Even those who say Mor Natal during the summer, if you forgot Mor Natal and said nothing, you also have to go back, because that's like the wind that never stops. Then in Halacha Tes, the Rambam contrasts that with Misha Shachach Sheila B'Birchas Hashanim. If you forgot the same Talamotah, so in Nizkar Kodom Shomei Tefillah, Sholos Kodom Shomei Tefillah. You have the Shomei Tefillah option, which he did not include. And the Rambam passes like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. If you didn't say Morda Geshem, then there's no opportunity to make it up in Shomei Tefillah. The same Talamotah there is, but afterwards you have to go back and so on. That's also the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch 19, Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Dalet. Sif Aleph. Matzchil alom bracha shniya mashu ruchon ha-geshem b'tzilus musul shel yom tov achron shel chag v'ein poskan ha-tzilus musul yom tov rishon shel pesach. Again, like we saw. Sif hei, that was sif alef. Sif hei. B'mos ha-gshomim im lo am amor ha-geshem ma-gzir noso v'hanim milah shelo is kital. V'is kital ein ma-gzir noso. Exactly like we said. During the rainy season, if you forgot mashu ruchon ha-geshem, you have to go back. Unless you said mor ha-tal, then you're okay. And then in sif vav, the Shulchan Aruch just says, when did you remember? Let's say I'm still in the second bracha. We say that's when we say Mashem Ruchon HaGeshem. Let's say I didn't finish the bracha yet. I'm later on. I'm right by the Neman Atalachayos Mesim. Then I'm so that's okay too. That's what the next piece in the Shulchan Aruch says. You didn't finish the whole bracha, and actually, even if you finished the bracha but you didn't start the next bracha, Atal Kadosh, you could stick it in right there. Okay, that's what it says over there in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Source 30. Even if you said the words Mashiv Aruch, you said that, but for whatever reason you didn't say Morda Geshem, then you have to go back. Again, a Hizkir Tal, we just said Tal by itself. Okay, that's again what we said before. Otherwise, you insert it. And in the Bracha, in Chavtes, Sivkot and Chavtes, Ki lo kavu chachamim mokam b'socha bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out, the reason you can insert the phrase Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem, whatever you want, in that second bracha, is because none of the sources we saw, the Mishnah, not the Gemara, says the Mishnah Berurah, specified that you have to put it in a particular place. It just says in that bracha. And this fits in very well with the notion that it's a Shevach, because that whole bracha is a Shevach. As a matter of fact, that again, it's not our topic, those who assume that the correct text is Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem, as opposed to Goshem, okay, Goshem is the end of the sentence, right? Baruch Hashem Bori Priya Gofen. Right, that's the end of the sentence. Ashkenazim say it like that. The end of a sentence. The end of a sentence, a segol becomes a komatz, often. Again, without the dictal rules right now. So those who say Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem is an independent phrase, so it's correct. Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem. Others say, no, it's part of a flow. Ato Gibor Al Hashem, Mechayim Eisem Ato, Rav Loshia, Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Mechayim. That's a long list. It's a progression. It's one continuum. Therefore, you don't say Goshem. Again, Rav Moshe Feinstein passed and say Goshem. Others said say Geshem. Not our subject. But the idea is that it's a flow. And therefore, if you said it, says the Mishnah Berurah, later in the Brocha, it's okay. Because it's still part of the same collection of Shvachos. Good. But now we come, in number 21, to a situation which is perhaps not that uncommon, where the person davened, right, and he doesn't remember, did I say Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem or not? Right? I mean, many of us have had that experience. I remember once hearing from Rabbi Shia Twersky, Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, the famous Hasidic psychiatrist, told a story once that there was a fellow who came to to a Rebbe early in the morning. He's very distraught by Shacharis. He comes in the morning very, very upset, you know, and anxious and nervous. He says, Rabbi, I must speak to you. Okay, after davening, he comes, he says, Rabbi, I don't know what to do. What's the matter? He said, late last night, I closed a business deal with a non-Jew in the neighborhood, a guy in the neighborhood, and, you know, we made the deal and so on and so forth, and I went over the numbers. I realized the numbers didn't add up. I made a mistake. I overcharged him. Okay, I cheated him. And I didn't do it on purpose, but now I'm afraid what's he going to do? He's going to come after my family. He's going to attack the Jews in the city, whatever it was. Well, what's going to be? You know, he's all nervous. What am I supposed to do? So Rabbi says, calm down. I said, okay, well, he said, first of all, you have to go to the person and explain it. You made a mistake and you have to give him his money back, that's for sure. He said, but you don't have to worry. He's going to start up with you. He's going to bother anybody. He's not even aware of the discrepancy in the numbers. He doesn't even know about it. So the person said, the Rebbe, how can you be so sure he doesn't know about it? So the Rebbe says, let me ask you a question. You told me you closed the business deal late last night. When did you notice the discrepancy? This morning while you were davening Shemoneh Esrei. Right? The guy didn't daven shmoneh esrei. He hasn't had time to think about it. So, sad but true, right? I mean, so you have a guy, you have a situation where the person sometimes you don't remember that you're saying shmoneh esrei, but now I can't remember. Did I say Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem? Did I not say it? And it's a big difference. Do I have to repeat the shmoneh esrei or not? It's not stop. So the Yerushalmi discussed this in Tainus Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph 21. Tani, Nispara ve'ena yodea ma'hizkir. I don't remember. Did I say Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem? Did I say Moratal? Did I say nothing? So says the Gemara, Amr the Yerushalmi, Amr B'Yochanan, okay, Kol Lamed Yom Chazoka Ma'aseh Lamud Hizkir, Mikan Ve'elech Ma'aseh Tzorech Hizkir. He said, up to 30 days, when you're supposed to have started Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem, then we have to assume you probably didn't say it because you're going by what you've been doing for the last number of months, right? Well, what's been your behavior until now, right? That's the Korban Eidan Yerushalmi in 22 says, Nispal Ve'enu Dama Hizkir Kegon. Doesn't know what he said. So for the first 30 days, Mashu Lomud Hizkir, what he's accustomed to doing for the last several months in all his tefillahs, Mistamba, that's what he did if you're not sure, right? For the first 30 days, we're not used to it, so we assume that you probably did what you've been accustomed to doing up until then. Says the Korban Eidan 22, Mistamba Hizkir Geshem, Velo Tal, Kemoshu Lomud, Mosak Shomim, or Machzirin Oso. If in the winter time you've been saying Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem starting the 7th of Cheshvan or December 4th, whatever, and now it's a week after Pesach, so many months he was saying, he wasn't saying Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem, he was saying Moratah, saying nothing, Mistamah, that's what he did here also. So the key factor is 30 days. The same in the Pnei Moshe, which is the other commentary on the Yerushalmi in 23, right? Whenever it is, he said, it doesn't matter, it was the summer or winter, whenever it was, you realize you didn't know whether you said Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem or not. So let's look at Kol Shloshim Yom. He says, Harishonim Chazoka Mashu Lomud V'Rogil Hizkir. The assumption is that what you were accustomed to doing up until now, that's probably what you did, for the first 30 days. V'imkein B'mos HaChama Tzarchu Lachzor V'lo Yazkir Geshem. You better go back and say this one answer, because you're not supposed to mention Geshem in the winter. V'chein V'mos HaGshomim. And same in the winter time. B'mokom She'ein Mazkirin Tal B'mos HaChama. Those people who don't say Morat HaTal during the, many Ashkenazim, don't say Morat HaTal during the summer. Im kein chazoka shelo hizkir klal, lo tal v'lo geshem. Mistami, you didn't say either tal or geshem, v'tzorach lachzor hizkir geshem. But mikan v'elech la'achar shloshim yom, after a month, so chazoka mashetzorach l'fi hazman, hu hizkir v'ein tzorach lachzor. Mistami, by then you were already accustomed to doing the right thing, after 30 days, so then you can assume that you probably said it. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi. Tosis and Tainis Gimel Aleph, quotes, refers to Yerushalmi, right? The Divrei Maskil b'mos hachama, Aval in Dileg Shalom Alo Geshem Lo Tal Ein Machzirno, so fine. Vim Sofek, look at the third line of that Tosfos in 24. Vim Sofek, Im Hizkir, Im Lav, if you're in Mesupak, you're in doubt, whether you said it, you didn't say it. So then, whether you said it or you didn't say anything, the Mosak Shom, Kol Lamed Yom, Chazoka Mashulam, Ru Omer Machzir, Mim Sofek, Kol Lamed Yom. Within 30 days, make him go back in a case of a Sofek. And that's how he passed in Shulchan Aruch, that same simon before in Arachayim, Kuf Yud Dalet Zivches, B'mos hachamo im nistapek im hizkir mori geshem lo ad lamed yom b'cheskos hizkir geshem. Okay, but tzarek lachzor. Again, the Mechaber, the Sfaradi says that if you, during the summer, you're not sure whether you said Ma'aseh Ruach HaGashem or not, for 30 days the assumption is you did say it, but tzarek lachzor. And the Ramah adds, now he doesn't say anything about, what about the reverse? Notice the Mechaber doesn't say anything about the reverse. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out. He doesn't say the other way around. It's Sukkot Lamed Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says, because according to the Mechaber, what's the worst thing that happened if it's after Shmini Atzeres? He said Morat HaTal. But we learned before, Morat HaTal works as a backup, so to speak, even when you're supposed to say Mashmah Morat HaGashem. So therefore, the Mechaber doesn't have to deal with that situation, because he passed to say Morat HaTal. So therefore, even after Shmini Atzeres, you can if within 30 days he said Morat HaTal, okay, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. It's not the right thing, but you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But the Ramah, whose position is the Ashkenazic position, we don't say Morat HaTal, we say nothing during the summer. So then the Ramah adds, the same thing is true for us. The Ein Maskirin Tal B'Mos HaChama, those of us who don't say Morat HaTal in the summer, Im Nistapek Lo Im Amar Morat HaGesh B'Mos HaGshamim. If you're not sure after Shmini Atzeres whether you said Ma'aseh Ruach HaGeshem during the rainy season, Kol Lamed Yom Chozer, the Vada Amar Kemosha Rogil, Varei Lo Hizkir Lo Tal B'Lo Geshem. He said nothing, right? Mistama, would you continue doing what you used to do, which was saying nothing, right, in that section. So therefore, you have to go back. After 30 days, you don't have to go back. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah just explains why they have the two different opinions. Okay. So I'd like to come now to a fascinating thought, which was a chak, so to speak, from the Maran Merutenberg. Maran Merutenberg was one of the great Rishonim, Rav Meir Merutenberg, one of the great Rishonim, considered sort of like the last of the Balei HaTosfos. Okay, very, very important figure in terms of Ashkenazic psak. Many of you know the story. The Maran Merutenberg was arrested on made-up charges, and he spent the last number of years of his life in jail. And even after he died, they wouldn't release his body and so on. Anyway, there are books about the captivity of the Maran. Anyway, he had a student named Rav Shimshon Rav Tzaddok. Okay, sometimes called Rashbat. We have not confused. There are two of the Rishonim. Rashbat. This is in the late 1200s. It was a Sfardi. His name was Ashkenazi whose name was Shimshon Rav Tzaddok, who was a Talmud of the Maran Merutenberg. There's a Sfardi posting of Shimon ben Semach, who was the descendant of Ramban. So we have Chuvas called Charles Chuvas Tashbeit from Shimon ben Semach. That's the Sfardi. That's written about 100 years later, in the later 1300s. But there's another one with the same initials, just different name. So that's what we're talking about here. This from Shimshon Rav Tzaddok was a Talmud of the Maran Merutenberg who visited him when he was in prison. They knew it was a fake charge. They kept him in prison, but they let him meet with Talmidim. So this Talmud wrote down many of the Maran Merutenberg, his Rebbe's Piskei Halacha and Minhagim and so on. It's called the Sefer Tashbeit Katan. It's available in the Batei Medrash. Okay, and it's here in source 27. The Sefer Tashbeit Katan Simon Reish Chof Hei writes as follows: V'safek imam amashiv ruch mordageshem amrinan b'toch lamid yom chozel rosh. The Vaday lo Omro ho shen erogabo. Right, this is the same din. Right, if you didn't say Mashiv ruch mordageshem within 30 days, you have to go back because you weren't accustomed to saying it. Avol achal lamid yom ena chozel rosh shekvar rogabo v'lo shachach l'omer. Misalmei after 30 days, you're already accustomed to saying it. Avol haramzal, that's a Meir Merutenberg, hayarogil came up with the following chav. Hayarogil Omro b'shmini atzeres tzadi pamim. Ato gibor liolam, etc. Mashiv ruch hageshem kineged lamid yom shayotzarach laomer b'chol gimel pamim. He came up with the chab. On the first day of Shmini Atzeres, he went ahead to recite that phrase 90 times. Ato gibor l'Hashem mechayim meisim ato v'shem mashiv ruch hageshem. Ato gibor l'Hashem, right? To become accustomed to it, because what's the din? What did we just say the din is? The din is after 30 days. Well, what's 30 days? You daven 3 times a day, 30 days. It's 90 tefillos. 90 times you're going to say it. All right, other, well, wait a minute, there are a couple of Shabbos, but leaving that out now. Okay, so, but 90 times. So Maran Merutenberg came up with this practice, which I think that in some places they follow that. No, there's some of these, during the Hakafas and Maisha we have like that. During the daytime Hakafas on Simchas Torah, the fifth Hakafah, we sing with a niggun the phrase 90 times. There's some places do it still, but that's Maran Merutenberg's chop, because now he said, what's the problem? He said, I've already become accustomed to saying it, because I said 90 times, right? Mashiv ruch hageshem, developed that pattern. Kinega the 30 days, 3 times a day tefillah, so I got it. Ve'achshav, imu mesupakim, amar masharuch, eino chozel erosh. He doesn't have to wait 30 days to take advantage of the leniencies not to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And Maran Merutenberg felt a week later, 2 days afterwards, whatever, right after Yontif, if he forgot what he said in Masharuch HaNageshem, he's safe because he said it already 90 times. He accomplished in 1 day what the halacha requires or suggests in 30 days. Where in the world did he get such a lumdus from? And again, some people follow it. We'll see shortly. Okay, where did he get this idea? So he came up with a most unlikely mucker for this. And we're going to explain it in detail. I'm just going to read it now briefly. Umevi raya mi baba kama parakeitz at a regal. Sugi and Masechus baba kama of all places. Okay, talking about an ox, a shore, that gores, that attacks, that damages. Okay, now we know, we're going to see shortly the details. But he said, basically, an animal that damages the first time, okay, the owner does not have to pay the full damages because, my animal all of a sudden went berserk, so I don't have to pay. It's a person in the Torah. We'll see shortly. It's called chatzi nezik. You pay the chatzi nezik. You only have to pay half. But after the shore becomes a muad, okay, the shore has now done this a few times, done it 3 times. So then we tell the owner, you're not watching your animal. Obviously, you want to tell me one time it was a strange thing, the second time. After 3 times already, at the Pasuk in the Chumash, 3 times already, you, the owner, are responsible, and now if you didn't watch your animal properly, you have to pay the full damages to the victim, to the Nisa. Okay? So there's a machlokas, which we'll see. That's what the Maran Merutenberg says. Well, what if the animal didn't damage 3 days, one day, today, tomorrow, and the next day? He damaged 3 times in the same day. Okay? So the Gemara has an expression, according to Reb Meir, it says, "Richek negichos of chayev, kirev negichos of lo kol shekein." If the negichos, if the goring, if the attacks by the animal were spread out over a few days, that's enough to render it a mu'ud. So then, if it's one day, one day, I only had the animal now for one day, it's already gored three times, so avada it works. So Sema Rav Nordberg, same svara. He said, if saying Mashiach HaGeshem 90 times over a month works, then certainly it works in the same day. That's his lumbs, again, a most unlikely source. Okay? And therefore, he says, That should also count. And therefore, Mesubik doesn't have to go back. And he said the same thing with Talamotar and so on. In the brackets at the end there, you have the comments of Rabbeinu Peretz. This same Rav Shimshon Rav Tzadok that wrote this Sefer Tashbetz Kotten, collecting the Menhagim and the practice of Rebbe Ram Rundberg, this Rav Shimshon Tzadok learned also under Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei Atosis, his other Rebbe, and I guess very often shared with Rabbeinu Peretz the things that he heard from Ram Rundberg. So Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees with this. And that's printed here in the brackets. Umiyu, it doesn't say here, but I'm telling you something in Peretz, we'll see. Umiyu lo chazin rabbanu kshishim eretz tzarfas da'avad hachi. Rabbeinu Peretz, we never saw the Talmid Chacham do this trick of saying 90 times, nobody does it. Okay, and he says, it's not the same thing as the shore. The dafka gabi shore amud, to have a time to shum this chazek ligach, v'hilchach im huchzak v'sholosh pom rechokos kosher kein bekrovos. That logic, okay, what are we trying to determine with the shore? We're trying to determine that this shore has a tendency to be aggressive. It's a wild animal. And we're not trying to determine whether this guy has a tendency to say Mashiach HaGeshem or not. Right? We're not trying to say something about his nature. Right? With the animal, says Rabbeinu Peretz, we're trying to determine what is the nature of this animal. Is it a calm animal? Is it a wild animal? Is it a meek animal? Is it an aggressive animal? Nafka mina being, how carefully does the owner have to take care of it and watch it? So that's over there. But here, we're not trying to determine what the nature of the person is. Okay? He says, therefore, over there you could argue, well, if it's determined to be a wild animal, over 3 days, three gorings, three attacks over 3 days is enough to label it a wild animal, an aggressive animal. So certainly three attacks in one day is enough to make an aggressive animal. That's true there. But not over here. We're not trying to determine the nature. It's what the guy is accustomed to doing. Okay? When he davens, so the fact that he crammed it all in one shot, that doesn't establish a likelihood in terms of a pattern, necessarily. Right? They're not changing your nature. That's how he argues. So Machlokas, Mama Rutenberg, and Rabbeinu Peretz, both sides obviously make sense, and that's why it's a Machlokas. The Tur quotes both days in that same seminar, Rechaim Kufi, Yudalim 28. Mama Rutenberg, Haya Rogi Lom, Rishmiyat Seres, Birchas Ato Gibor, Tishim Pomim, Ad Mashar Ochan Geshem, Keneged Lam Ed Yom, and he brought the Raya from Babakam, as we said. Okay, but the Tur then goes on to quote, towards the end, it was Va'arav, at the top line of the next page, Va'arav, Rabbeinu Peretz, Zal, Kosov, no, Rabbeinu Peretz disagreed. We don't see that the Talmid Chacham did this. It's not the same thing. However, the tour ends. Va'adoni Avi Harosh, the tour, of course, when Yaakov Balaturim is the son of the Rosh. Va'adoni Avi Harosh, Zal Hayanot Elasoras Haram. My father, the Rosh, liked the Maram Rutenberg suggestion. That's what he says. The Ramah, in the Dark Emosha, I printed, I'm not going to go into that in detail now. In that same Simon Kuf Yudal in Oz Beis, the Dark Emosha on the tour, discusses that, is it exactly 90 times? And what about the fact that there are other days in between? And so what about Musaf? Okay, so we don't have to go into that now. Let's understand a little bit about this comparison to the case of the shore. Because that's the key here. Okay, is it a valid comparison or is it not? So if you look in Source 30, the Pesukim in Parshas Mishpatim, where it talks about the Avos Nezikin, Parak Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hey, V'chi Yigov Shor Ish Shorei of Ames. One person's animal gores another person's animal, and the animal dies. So what do? Umachrus Ashor Achai V'chotzu Es Kasbo Gamas Ames Yechetzun. So you divide up with whatever the nevela, the dead animal, the damaged animal, whatever it's worth, you split that, and then you split the living animal, and you end up paying, and each person loses half. That's how Rashi figures it out. V'chi Yigov, Rashi says in 31, V'chigov yidchov, right, but he did it bein bekarnov. We use the expression gore, but it doesn't have to be gore with your horns. He could have pushed it with his knees or whatever else. Doesn't matter. He bit him. Whatever he did. Okay, any type of damage. Okay, they're all included under negifa. Okay, Rashi said, ain't negifa, eloshon makkah. He harmed the other animal. Okay, harmed the other animal. So in the Rashi, macho as a shor, then it says shor ish, shor shel ish. Doesn't mean, shor ish, means shor shel ish. That's what I think the Ibn Ezra quotes on that pasuk. I'm using Ibn Ezra. It says, "V'chi yigov shor ish es shorei eyo." So Rashi, that means shor shel ish, gor shor shel reyehu, right? But Ibn Ezra quoted, I think, one of the karaites, it's not like one of the karaites, right?
Said,
who's it? Ben Ephraim, okay. I thought Ben Buta, no, I forgot already. But he said, quoted, I think, one of the karaites, and said, shor reyehu means the shor gor, his friend, the other shor. So I forgot who the name, I thought it was someone Ben Buta or something like that. Yeah, so Ibn Ezra said, right, yeah. So Ibn Ezra says, I don't know any shore who I don't know anything anyone who's a friend of a shore except for Ben Buta, this guy who said this pshat. So it's not pshat. Ain't Ray of the shore El Ben Buta. Anyway, he disagreed with that. Anyway, be that as it may. So next Rashi, Mochus Ashore, explains how. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, good. I forgot the Ibn Ezra. I'll look it up. Anyway, so whatever he did, so then Rashi figures out it's called Chatzi Nezek. But the next pasuk, Lamed Vav, back in 30. Oh no, Doc, he saw Naga Chumit Mostoson. But if it's known that this is a goring animal, an aggressive animal, Mitmo Silsom, Veloyish Menobalov, and the owner Balov still doesn't take care of it, then Shalim is Shalim Shor Tachadram Mesela. Then you have to pay what's called Nezek Shalim. Okay? So that's the difference between called a short tam and a short muad. In Bava Kamei Chav Gimel Amud Beis 32, the Mishnah says Ezo tam Ezo muad. How do we define what's a tam and what's a muad? Muad calls either bo shlosha yamim. The tam is shiachz bo shlosha divar Bihuda. Okay, Bihuda, you can get out of the situation, but that's not for us right now. Bihuda says what is for our purposes? What is a short muad? Kol she'idu bo shlosha yamim. Okay, 3 days. 3 days. And that's the simple reading of the Pasuk, back in Pasuk Lamed Vav of Perek Chafal from Torah 30. Ono da kishor nagahu mitmol shoshom. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, shoshom, the day before. So 3 days, says the Yehuda, the shor attacks 3 consecutive days, then he's called a shor muad. Okay, that's Divar Yehuda. Meir Omer, muad shehu'idu bo shlosha pe'amim, 3 times. 3 times, even in the same day. It doesn't mean 3 separate days. And the Torah says 3 days. So Meir will learn, it means even 3 days, even if it's spread out over 3 days, but certainly if it's in the same day, right? That's the Shita of Rav Meir. And how do you get out of being it then? The children can play with this animal, it doesn't harm them. Fine, and that's not our detail now, is how you get out of being a muad, going back to be a tam. Okay? So the Gemara on that Mishnah, Chav starts on the bottom of Chav Gimel Beis, going over to Chav Tam, 34. The Gemara says, my time to be Huda. Amrabaye et small chad mitmol trei shulshom telasa. That's how he learns the pasuk, right? And so 3 times. Then there's a side opinion. Rava says it's a 2 times. We may come back to that. But Rav Meir my time, the Tanya of Rav Meir, and this is what the Maharal Rutenberg quoted, richek negichos of chayev, kirev negichos of lokoshekein. Right? If it's spread out over 3 days, the attack, this animal, this wild animal attacks 3 times over 3 days, we already call him an aggressive animal, the shor muad, then certainly in the same day, that's the shita of Rav Meir. Okay, that's the shita of Rav Meir. Again, if you look in the Rashi there, let's go to 36, Rashi and Rava Kamach of Dalam and Aleph, Richek Negichosov of a Gimel Yamim, 3 days, you're chayev, like it says, Tmol Shulshom, then Kavachomer in the same day. Okay, well, the Beis Yosef, in his commentary on a tour there in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, you looked at 37, okay, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Maram Rutenberg, the Sefer Tashbetz Kotten, and so on, the whole thing, okay, and Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. So 37 on the second line, the Beis Yosef quotes, V'chaser of Dovid Avudram, Shetamos Rabbeinu Peretz Mishum Deshaini Geshem, Shadovar Toli Behergel Lashono. V'afal Plish Yehergel Lashono Lomar Mitchilas Ata Gibra Ad Mashurach, Levado Belo Brach Rishono Demogain, Lo Avicheskes Hergel, and so on. He says, Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. You know why? Because just saying that one line doesn't do it. Just saying, when you're dancing in hakafas or whatever, that doesn't do anything. It has to be, says Rabbeinu Peretz, this is the Avudram's interpretation of Rabbeinu Peretz, has to be in the context of a Shemon Esrei. So in theory, I guess, Rabbeinu Peretz would agree, if Yitaka said 90 Shemon Esreis, okay, which obviously is not feasible, so maybe then. But he said like this, just to say the one line, or those 2 lines, that's not enough. You're not davening, you're dancing, or you're in the yeshiva, sitting around the table, singing. That's, and he said, you know, Mechaim Eishalosh, 90 times, it says Ibn Peretz, that's Abu Dham, that's his objection. Okay, that's his interpretation of Ibn Peretz's objection. Then the Beis Yosef goes on, and his Rabbeinu HaGodol Mari Abu Hab, Yitzhak Abu Hab, Kosab, Shetayim HaShavit, the more lumdish answer, he says, Shetayim HaShavit Ibn Peretz, Mishum Delo Dami. The hasam shulateva ra shezeh hashor hu nagchan. Hine kishe osa negicha bekara morah shehutba b'zah Okay, in other words, what are we, like I said before, the Maria Abu Hab says, what's Rabbeinu Peretz's objection? He says that when, with the shore, we're trying to understand the teva of this animal. Is this a meek animal? Is it an aggressive animal? Is it a calm animal? Is it a wild animal? Okay, there, you can say, well, if I only had the animal one day and already gored three times, it's not a wild animal, I should know. Okay, but by Mashur Rageshem, Eina Avokana, Dover Tolib, Herga Haloshom. Doing something many, many times and cramming it into one window is not the same thing. You know, compared to somebody, if you're trying to memorize, you're trying to study for a test. You know, there's one thing about cramming the night before. So you can cram all the information in the night before, right? But it's going to last, it'll disappear the day after the test. Now, in a particular situation, that might suffice. Okay, but if you're trying to retain the information, trying to retain things, it's better to do it a little bit each day, spread out over a certain amount of time. That's basically what the Beis Yosef says from the Maria Abu Hab. Okay, and so that's his objection. But the fact is, the Rosh preferred the Maram Rundberg. The Bach, same Simon Kuf Yudalit, Masha Kosov, Rabbeinu Peretz, and so on. He says that again, a similar kind of idea. That there's a difference between establishing the pattern of a shore, okay. But he says the truth of the matter is there are kashas, and Ram Rutenberg was aware of the kashas, and he said it was okay anyway. And he didn't really mean that it's based on the Gemara and Bava Kama. That's what the Bach kind of defends. He says it doesn't really mean the Ram Rutenberg. Ram Rutenberg understood very well that it's not the same thing, okay. But he's just trying to bring like a ka'ain. It's similar. He thinks it works. And he brings a shtickel araya from the Gemara Bava Kama, like he says, you know, it's ain't araya gemura zeichel adover. Fine, that's how he poskens. 39, I quoted from Rav Shimon Shkop, the Chiddush of Shimon Yehuda Akron of Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop was one of the great Akronim of the early part of the 1900s, very known for very precise analytic style, in the style of Rav Chaim and so on, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva in Grodno, Shara Torah in Grodno, was actually a Rebbe here in our Yeshiva at one time, the late 1920s. Many people would probably deny that, but the fact is he was here in this yeshiva in the late 1920s. The story is actually he wanted to stay, but the Gedolim of Europe, the Chofetz Chaim and others, are sort of urging to come back and so on, and he did. But anyway, he was here, so they print the Chidushim in this edition that's in the Bar Ilan CD-ROM. I got these sources from Simon Mem, and others at Simon Lamed Gimel, when I have at home. Anyway, he discusses this issue as well, not necessarily about Talamot, about the Mashi Ruach. He's talking, it's his commentary on Bava Kama. Okay, and he writes, Hine Yeshu Stapek, and this is his Chakira, typical Chakira. Yeshu Stapek b'inyan ha'adoas shor shemach zikinan shenase ezeshina b'tiva ligach. Right, when a shore gores three times, so now there's an added obligation on the owner to watch him more carefully to prevent him, as best you can, from doing further damage. Okay, what happened? He said, well, the Lumda says, what happened? What is the magic of three times? Says the Shimon Shkop. What's the magic? Im bo shinu ze ayde hergel hanegichos, o shayde shenaga gimel pomem anu makir in tivo shel shor shehu naglan. Is it the fact that now that the animal gored or attacked three times, now it has become a wild animal? Now that it gored three times, it's become a wild animal, or no? Does the fact that it gored three times now reveal that it's been a wild animal all along? Okay. In the yeshivas, they sometimes describe it as the difference between a simon and a siba. Okay? In other words, what happened now moving forward, this is the reasoning for a change of status, or is it just a simon that this is what it was in the past? That's what the Shimon is trying to clear here. Okay? Oshay de nagon, amakirim tiva shoshu nagon. De bepachos mizeh, because in less time than that, if it didn't do it three times, then you can't tell me that it has this tendency. In other words, if we assume like the second approach, that it's that the three gorings are a simon that this is now a wild animal, well, you need to establish that to know what the animal's nature was. You can't say it did it once. Maybe one time it went berserk. Okay, that doesn't mean it has that nature all the time. All right? The pachos is anatolim and mikre. So he says, so how do we analyze what happens in Bava Kama with the shore, what transforms the shore, the shore Tam and shore Mu'ud? Is it now there's a new status, or is it a reflection of an old status? So he says, you know what? Hine lechor, dav ze machlokes shonoi. That's the machlokes between the Maram Rutenberg and the Rabbeinu Peretz, suggests of Shimon Shkop. Because if you hold that it's a matter of the, and that's what he says Rabbeinu Peretz's approaches, it's a matter of determining the determining what the simon that it was all along, Well, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that, you know, it has to, if it happens three times in one day, maybe the animal had a bad day. And we all have bad days. So this animal had a bad day. So he went crazy and he gored three times. That's not enough to indicate that all along this has been a wild animal. But if a Monday and a Tuesday and Wednesday, guess what? Obviously this animal has this tendency. That suggests Rabbi Shmishkop is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds doing it three times in one day is not enough to make it into a mood, because it was an aberration. Okay, the animal went berserk and ran around and it kicked him and it gored him and it attacked that. Okay, that's all one action, so to speak. The animal had a rough spell. Okay, so you can't determine from there that this animal really is a wild animal and has been an aggressive animal all along. But Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir holds no. Rabbi Meir has that once it happens three times, we have now established a tendency that this animal has a more than a tendency. This is the way this animal behaves moving forward, and therefore even three times in one day, it's not. In other words, we don't care what the outside factor was. Okay, we say that this animal did this, so then obviously that's enough. Once you have three times, then the owner has to watch it more carefully. So if that's the case, and he says that's the Maram Rutenberg. Look at three lines in the bottom of 39. Hine Muchach, Daram Rutenberg, Daram Sover, Demuad Hushi Horgaliga, Venimsa the Shinu Tiva Humisibas Hahergel. Balkain, Domilin and Hergel Loshan Bradam, the same thing. The person now become accustomed to this. This animal became accustomed to goring, so he became accustomed to saying Talamot. And then Yehuda's right, and then Rabbi Meir is right. If it happens in one day, it's just as good. But Rabbi Peretz says no, because it's not a matter of hergel; it's something else. It's a matter of establishing what the nature of the animal is. Okay, that's his lumbus. Very, very quickly, because I see it's late. I think the clock is a little slow. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Kuf Yudalet Siftes. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this like the Maram Rutenberg. Okay, you look at. If you say it 90 times, you know, it works. The Apostle Amram Rutenberg, we'll have to leave out the Mishabura. He points out that Shulchan Sofer says it's not 90, it should be 100, 101, whatever it is, again, different calculation. But I do want to get to one other interesting point that's very, very relevant. Okay, just to move to finish up. We'll have another 5 minutes. Okay. So, the Shlah in 42 is the first, and other Achronim after him ask a very interesting question. Okay, it's very nice. You can say that Maram Rutenberg based his analysis on the position of Reb Meir. Okay, and the Maram Rutenberg, the Rebbe Peretz said no. The other sheet is correct, right? So you can figure that out the way we did. So I'll ask one second. In terms of the halachas of a Shor Mu'ud, we don't paskin like Reb Meir. Reb Meir has a logical svar, right? Im richik negichosav, then kir negichosav koshakain. If you did it over 3 days, then it counts to determine that a pattern has been established. So then certainly in one day, yeah, or 1 second. But we don't paskin that way. Not by Shor HaMu'ud either. So why would the Maram Rutenberg choose to build a practice on a shita d'chuyam, a shita that's not accepted? That's Shalosh Kasha. And I printed the Lugan Rambam, Hilchas Niskemon, Perek Vav Alach Aleph, is Mu'ud, Ezo Mu'ud, Kol Sheidu Bo Shlosha Yomim. We paskin like a Yehudi in 3 days. Okay? Aval im nogach b'yom echad, right, did it all on the same day. Afilu me'er palm remains in mood. 100 times it's not. Again, I'm on a bad day. So we paskin against the mayor. So what's going on? So the Nogach b'yehuda is the kasha, the taz is the kasha, Magen Avraham, the taz in 44. In our Chaim Sim Kuf Yudalat Siv Kotin Yud Gimel, the taz is this kasha. And taz says, based on this, he's a little puzzled as to why the Rosh accepted Maram Rutenberg's Torah anyway, and why the Mechaber passing that way? The Taz says the Nizan Akasha, that's it. He doesn't quote it from the Shalah, but he has the Akasha. We don't passing that way. Okay, the Magen Avraham does quote it from the Shalah, and Sivkot and Yud Gimel on 45. He does quote the same Kasha. Okay, and he quotes from other places, and he says, well, maybe. He says, no, we passing that way. Anyway, fine. The Rav Kook, in his Chuvas Das Kohen that I printed in Simon Ches, Rav Kook in Das Kohen, that's his Chuvas on Yoyer Deya Simon Ches, also says Anira Deike Tre Gavne Chazoka. That's what the Magen Avraham says. I like this too, although not exactly. There are two types of Chazoka. Chada Dibimasha Osa Gimel Pomim Yesh Raya Shemuchzok L'Kachem Afrei. It's really the same way that we said it from Rishon Mishkop, and it really originates in that place also, the name of Maria Buhav. He says there's a Raya from the fact that a person did things three times. Some did things three times. It's Muchzok L'Kachem Afrei. Sheyesh Simon Shadaver Zeh Hu Tivo. That's his nature. Okay, another type is Shema Achash Osa Gimel Pomim Nischanech Bekach Hevehurgo. Now it's been a pattern. And he says, if you analyze the thing that way, so then he goes on to say that's how we can resolve the issue that the Shaloh asked, the Magen Avraham, everybody else asked, because Eino Chanami, you could argue as follows. It's true that we don't paskin like Reb Meir, but why don't we paskin like Reb Meir? We don't paskin like Reb Meir. His logic is correct, but not if the issue, if we're trying to determine the nature of the animal. Okay, what is the goal by Shor Hamud? The goal by Shor Hamud, maybe we paskin it like Rabbi Yehuda, that the idea is to establish the nature of the animal. That's not relevant by Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem. There, perhaps, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you did it in a smaller window of time, that would suffice. In other words, maybe the whole machlokas by Shor is the machlokas of what we're trying to accomplish by Shor. So that's what Rav Kook suggests, again, along a similar vein. I just want to end. There's another way to look at it as well. You have understand, in other words, one could argue, Eino Chanami, we don't paskin like Reb Meir. It's true. Okay, why does Merami Rutenberg? Because we don't paskin like Reb Meir, not because his svar is wrong. Not because his logic, that if you did it in a broader amount of time, it works, then certainly if you did it in a smaller amount of time. By Shor, that doesn't work, because we're trying to accomplish something else by Shor. We're trying to understand the nature of the animal. But if all we're trying to do is establish a pattern, then Taki is right. He's right. You can establish a pattern over a broader amount of time. You can establish a pattern in a shorter amount of time. That logic is correct. And that's why the Maharami Rutenberg, despite the fact that we don't paskin like Reb Meir and Hilchos, the laws of damages, will still accept his shita, his logic, with respect to Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem, because there we're not trying to establish or determine your nature, what your nature is as a person. We're trying to say, did you establish a pattern of saying Mashiach Ruach HaGeshem every day in the Shemoneh Esrei? So that, the Meir's logic does work, even if we don't pass him like that by Shor. One last thing. Okay, we've been talking about three times, so actually there's a major sugi in Yevamos on the Sam of Dalam and Beis. Basically, to say quickly outside, we'll come to our salvation interpretation with Mamish in a minute. Okay, the sugi in Yevamos has a discussion, it's actually part of a major machlokas between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. We usually assume chazokah is three times. But actually, that's a machlokas tanoim. Okay, Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Okay, whether betroz zimni have a chazokah or betray zimni have a chazokah. And the problem is, Shimon Gamliel says three times. Okay, now sure, it says three times, but there's a gzeres hakosav. But there are many, many cases. For example, I'll give you a case offhand. There's a case of Rachman Otzan. People have a baby, a boy, and the boy dies because of the bris milah. And there's a blood clot, a hemophilic clot, and then a second child, same thing. So now we don't say, well, not, what if they have a third boy? Now what? So there we paskin betray zimni, havi chazoka. Two times with chazoka, you don't mal the third child. Okay? And there are many, many cases of chazoka, many, many cases, and it seems that sometimes we paskin like Rebbe betray zimni, havi chazoka, and sometimes we paskin like Shimon Gamliel betray zimni, havi chazoka. What's the pattern? How does it work? Why some? And it's very, very unclear. Okay? The Gemara in Yevamos, Samad Adam Aves, I printed, you can look in the Rashi as well. Someone once asked, Rav Yosef Reid Rava asked, told Rava that I once asked Rav Yosef, is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? I'm sorry, is the halacha like Rebbe? He said yes. Another time I asked him, halacha of Shimon Gamliel? He said yes. So you're right, you're both right, everybody's right, so who's right? So that's the problem. He thought he was making a joke. He wasn't making a joke. He said, sometimes we paskin one way, sometimes another. What's the pattern? So the Nemukei Yosef, there in Yevamos, Avchof Amar Alev Gomor, Avchof Amar Beis, in Yevamos, says, Lemaisa, it's a Sveika Dedina. It's a suffix, we're not sure. So therefore, it depends on what the situation is. If it's a suffix relating to nefashas, God forbid two babies have died, so that's a suffix, then we're going to paskin two times is enough. In other areas, let's say in Dinei Mamonos, a suffix is hamotzi mechaver olav araya. The other person has to bring a proof. Well, it hasn't happened three times yet, so you haven't brought a proof. Right? So in each case, you have to look at what the nature of the case is. Right? So that's how nemukeiosis is. Rav Soloveitchik, and I'll say it outside because of the lateness of the hour. Both, and it's printed in the Mishima Shiurim from Rabbi Reichman and Baba Kama Beis Mabeis and also Baba Kama Yud Ches Mabeis. But basically says the same thing. The Mishima Shiurim of Salvechik said, when it comes to Chazok, he doesn't like this idea that it's a suffix, you know, okay, like Mukhe Yosef says. But he has a different interpretation. He basically says, what are we trying to accomplish? He basically posits that when it's a matter of a pattern, so it could be the two suffices. If all your own pattern, you know, it happened once, it's a freak thing, it happened already twice. What is it in English? Fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Two times already a pattern. You have to know how to react, right? So two times already a pattern. But the Rav said in the Bris Golomdus, he said, by certain things, we're trying to do more than a pattern. We're trying to establish a halachic chalos. There's a halachic status, okay? For a Shor Hamud, we need what's called a negicha hamechayeves. without the details. Now, it has to, it's not just on the animal attack. It was an attack which resulted in responsibility on the Baal. For example, he doesn't mention this here, but the Gemara discusses, what if the shor attacked, one of the three times the shor attacked was a property that belonged to nobody, Hefker. So it's very possible it doesn't count in the three. Well, why not? Because apparently, it's not just a matter of a pattern, it's a matter of a halachic chalos. So, suggests Rav Soloveitchik, therefore, same thing here. When it, if all we're trying to do is establish a pattern, say Nechanami, so then Rabbi Meir is right. Again, here it's not going to be two times because the pasuk says three. But the reason we may not pass it like Rabbi Meir by Shor is because it's not just a matter of establishing a pattern. It's also a matter of of a halachic chalos, which has no relevance whatsoever to the Mashmur. All we're interested by Mashmur Geshem is establishing a pattern. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda may argue the mayor not because he rejects the logic, but because by negicha, as Rav Soloveitchik said, there's something more that we're doing besides establishing a pattern. When all you're interested in is a pattern, then Rabbi Yehuda, then the mayor is right. If a bigger window of time suffices, so a shorter window of time suffices also. Lemaisa, the different practices, some people, the Balatanya in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that's Simchu Vidalos, if Yudalov 53 is not so thrilled with this practice of saying it 90 times. Mishnah Berurah quoted the Gros seem to disagree, but the overwhelming number of poskim says the Mishnah Berurah says that it is an acceptable practice. I said some shuls do it. Shlomo Zalman said in Yerushalayim they didn't do it, except he likes it. If you say Marat Atal anyway, then you have nothing to lose because, you know, if you said Marat Atal, you're safe, so you may as well do it. There are different practices, but now at least you understand a little bit of the basis from an unusual source. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, Rabbi.